Lesson 31. Lovable. A lovable eccentric. The girl is simply lovable. One of the lovable things he did was to rescue a little injured dog from the fire. Eccentric. True eccentrics never deliberately set out to draw attention to themselves. He is an eccentric in the true sense of the word, but he resents being so called. Griffin is the neighborhood eccentric. Disregard. They disregard social conventions without being conscious that they are doing anything extraordinary. For a moment, she was quite uncertain whether she should obey the request or disregard it. Duty, affection, everything was disregarded. Convention. He was a man who truly did not care what other people thought of him. And so convention had no hold on him. The old boy was explosive. He must have smashed up a lot of conventions in his days. Conscious. I was conscious that I had made a mistake. Absorbed, he was conscious neither of time nor space. Invariably. This invariably wins them the love and respect of others, for they add colour to the dull routine of everyday life. The moon invariably displays the same face to the earth. Mrs. Castle was invariably standing there on the porch waiting for her son. Routine. I continued to follow my old weekly routine. Such reports had been routine for 18 months. Shrewd. He was a shrewd and wealthy businessman. But most people in the town hardly knew anything about this side of his life. Banjo is no great reasoner where affection enters, but shrewd enough without it. He was essentially a shrewd commanding officer. Eccentricity. He was known to us all as Dicky, and his eccentricity had become legendary long before he died. She developed a few harmless eccentricities. This is an innate eccentricity of human nature. Legendary. Billy Willie is a legendary figure in the field, and everyone prides on seeing him, let alone speaking with him. His legendary escape from prison would never be forgotten. Snob. Dicky disliked snobs intensely. No one who knew Gerald would connect him with a snob. She had no renowned ancestors and thought people who had were snobs. Intensely. In other words, his disposition was very similar to that of a pig. Intensely selfish. The baby's hair is intensely black. Bedraggled. He wanted to buy a £300 watch for his wife, but he was in such a bedraggled condition that an assistant refused to serve him. Do you want to see your own sister in such a bedraggled condition? Miss Thompson's door was open, and they saw her in a bedraggled dressing gown, cooking something in a frying pan. dump. As it was extremely heavy, he dumped it on the counter. The workman dumped his box on top of some others and turned back. Waste is dumped into the lake. Apologetic. Recognizing who the customer was, the manager was most apologetic and reprimanded the assistant severely. The smile was awkward, almost apologetic. He made a little apologetic gesture. Reprimand. In other days, she would have been forced at least to reprimand him severely. Cooper reprimanded his daughter for driving too fast and getting a speeding ticket. Stage. It took him 4 years to stage this elaborate joke, simply to prove that critics do not always know what they are talking about. The father staged an accident to collect insurance for his only son. Is it worthwhile to stage such a vigorous drive for the new aid bill? Elaborate. Do you suppose it's all an elaborate scheme to trap the spy? They felt that the plan of the kidnapping was too elaborate to be the work of a boy. Lesson 32. Salvage. The salvage operation had been a complete failure. A Russian salvage company has located a German wreck. The salvage continued day and night after the wrecked ship had pounded on the rocky coast. Barents. The small ship, Elcor, which had been searching the Barents Sea for weeks, was on its way home. Sunken. The captain knew that another attempt would be made later, for the sunken ship he was trying to find had been carrying a precious cargo of gold bullion. You don't mean to tell me he went to search the sunken treasure alone? I prefer to let the sunken ship sleep in the sea. Cargo. Cargo is carried on ships, airplanes, and trucks. Bullion. The bank keeps bullion locked in its cellars. Large quantities of bullion are stored in the castle. Scour. The seabed was scoured with powerful nets, and there was tremendous excitement on board when a chest was raised from the bottom. Rewards had been offered. The city had been scoured, but no coral was found. The next morning, Archer scoured the town in vain for yellow roses. Chest. It remains to be seen whether my lost chests will come to light. She would deny that there had ever been a chest in the room. Contents. Though the crew were at first under the impression that the lost ship had been found, the contents of the chest proved them wrong. He guessed the contents before opening the parcel. What are the contents of the crate, which weighs several hundred kilograms? Belongings. The chest contained the personal belongings of a seaman, Alan Fielding. Parents should respect their children for their personal belongings. There were, however, two of his belongings that even Trina could not induce him to part with. Item. Nothing of value was found, but the numerous items which were brought to the surface proved to be of great interest. Shopping malls had a wide choice of items for sale. Tell Claire to unpack the items later. Cruiser. From a heavy gun that was raised, the captain realized that the ship must have been a cruiser. A cruiser is smaller than a battleship, but larger than a destroyer. Find. The most valuable find of all was the ship's logbook, part of which it was still possible to read. The most interesting find of all was a prehistoric toy. However, those finds were limited to jaw parts and loose teeth. Logbook. Give me a fix and put it in the logbook. Piece. From this, the captain was able to piece together all the information that had come to light. Mrs. Dada pieced together small patches of cloth and made some pajamas for the doll. It's up to you to piece together the chain of events. Convoy. The Karen had been sailing in a convoy to Russia when she was torpedoed by an enemy submarine. What should he find but a military convoy? The students volunteered to set up a convoy for the deer. Torpedo. On the very first day of the war, the U-30 torpedoed the steamer, costing 28 lives. Submarines torpedoed many ships during World War II. Submarine. Submarines are already being powered by atomic energy. The submarine is a naval vessel capable of operating underwater for sustained periods of time. Naval. This was later confirmed by a naval officer at the Ministry of Defense after the Alcor had returned home. The Navy gave up training those two men as naval officers. He is a big naval hero. Ministry. He works in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Lesson 33. Prelude. The telephone rings, and this marks the prelude to an unforeseen series of catastrophes. The resolution was a prelude to more drastic actions. The orchestra played a short prelude before the ballet began. Unforeseen. Many contractors will overestimate the costs in order to hedge against unforeseen problems that may arise during construction. He knew clearly that unless some unforeseen aid should arrive, he was heading straight toward a disaster. Series. There followed a series of crashing explosions. Then, suddenly, an incredible series of pictures appeared. Catastrophe. The company lost its biggest customer, and that was a catastrophe for its future. Crockery. You hang up hurriedly and attend to the baby and crockery, etc. He glanced at the crockery on the shelf, and suddenly an idea dawned on him. She has a weakness for crockery. Suburb. Things can go wrong on a big scale, as a number of people recently discovered in Parramatta, a suburb of Sydney. One day, while returning from the suburbs, one of the tyres of my bicycle got a puncture. Many people have moved away from the centre of cities to the suburbs. Collide. During the rush hour one evening, two cars collided and both drivers began to argue. Two ships collided on the sea. They collided with each other in the narrow corridor. Learner. The woman immediately behind the two cars happened to be a learner. The letter L on the back of a car generally stands for learner. Don't be so severe on him. He is a new learner. Panic. She suddenly got into a panic and stopped her car. Once or twice, I experienced a moment of fear, and it was fear bordering on panic. The few soldiers there withdrew in panic. Windscreen. As she was thrown forward, the cake went right through the windscreen and landed on the road. My daughter painted a scarlet bear on the windscreen of our car. Somehow, I am always a little amused and touched to see the wiper working busily to wipe the rain from the windscreen. Alongside. Seeing a cake flying through the air, a lorry driver, who was drawing up alongside the car, pulled up all of a sudden. Nancy shut the door alongside her, then went around to the driver's seat. He walked alongside Jack until they came to the main street. Slide, slid, slid. The lorry was loaded with empty beer bottles, and hundreds of them slid off the back of the vehicle and onto the road. The leopards slid along the sides of the cage toward their pedestals. Workers slide boxes across the room. Stray. Only two stray dogs benefited from all this confusion, for they greedily devoured what was left of the cake. The Dead Sea Scrolls were found by a shepherd pursuing a stray goat into a cave. The kind lady's house was always open to stray animals. Devour. I devoured my bread and drank my coffee, but I should have been glad of much more. I was still hungry. She devoured the books he brought from home.